Thank you. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense. Last song that played there was one called Passing Perceptions by the band Exhalance off of their album Atonement. Before that was Sometimes I Feel Like a Vampire from the band Lowercase off of their album All Destructive Urges Seem So Perfect. And the first of those three was Summer Freeze from the band Unwound off of their album Leaves Turn Inside You. And I guess now I have enough time to talk about the fact that this is the first time this show is airing in Montreal on Concordia's CJLO, which is pretty cool for me, I guess. I've been running this show for, I don't know, three-ish years? A little more than three. Three in a few months. Started off at LU Radio, and then, well, in Thunder Bay. Then also had my show on CFRC and now in Kingston, Ontario, and now on CJLO in Montreal. So as I've moved, I've kind of brought the show along with me. So yeah, I like that. And hopefully I'll also be able to use the space at CJLO for things in the future, which would be very cool. Anyway, carrying on. We've got one more block of music here, so the final one of the hour. More stuff in a similar vein to what was played before, post-hardcore, but maybe with a slightly more emo bent, I guess. So anyway, this next band coming up is called Shotmaker. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, and CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, as well as CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense, now at the end of the hour, with the last song there being Luxor by the band Dagobah off of their self-titled album. Before that was B, the letter B, in capital. From the band Link, off of their album These Are Not Fall Colors, and before that, Two Left Standing, from the band Shotmaker, off of their album The Crayon Club. So, I feel pretty content, I guess, with the playlist I came up with for today, although I'm a little bit out of it because I woke up and decided to record this instead of doing it last night. A little bit disjointed. I was surprised, though. I was still plugging songs into this earlier this morning. And when I put Link in, I found they fit well with Shotmaker, but there was something about them that felt, it was difficult to follow them up. I ended up going a bit of a different route with that and finding Dagobah buried in my music library. But there's something sort of lighthearted, about Link. They've got this sort of, all of these other emo bands, they tend to be pretty sad, pretty emo. Whereas Link has this sort of carefree tone. I don't know how to put it, but the fact that I don't know how to put it is what made it kind of difficult to slot them into place here. So I'm not really sure what to do with that. But it also makes me want to listen to them more again and dig around for more stuff in a similar vein because it's pretty cool music. Anyway, if I'm going to go and move on to personal ramblings. As I mentioned before, first time, CJLO, whatever, radio show following me around. It is, I guess, something I also talked about when I moved to Kingston. The idea of, had I not brought my radio show with me to a station in my locale, I guess, it would have felt a little bit strange to just be sending off these files every week to some place on the other side of the country to be played for a bunch of people who aren't near me. Although, of course, online broadcasts make that a little bit different. But, so it was kind of this weird period of limbo that I had when I moved to Montreal, where I knew I didn't have enough time to really focus on doing much with my radio show, but I was still interested in doing more with it. And also realizing that I wanted to make it interesting for myself in some ways. I guess in the future that might look like interviews, which I'd be hoping to do with artists around Montreal. But it was also kind of strange, like being in the position where I was just sending these things back to Kingston and Thunder Bay to have them played. Because back in Kingston, I could, walk by the station and hear the broadcast. I almost had the opportunity when I was in Kingston briefly to hear my last broadcast while in Kingston, not like my actual last one. I don't know if there will ever be a last one. Well, I guess there will have to be, but weird, incoherent rambling, but cool now to have this on a station in Montreal. And thanks for listening.